I can. The first thing that happened to you, you were thrown out of these trucks, and you were what you saw were men in uniforms with whips and dogs that tried to get at you. There was a stench of something that you didn't know what it was. Well, of course, we know now what it was. It was burning bodies. There was this stench. There was a glow of fire in the distance and a huge amount of smoke, which we couldn't understand. And you got very confused because everything happened at breakneck speed. Almost immediately, you had to sort of stand, go, run, and they took you before you knew where you were. You got completely confused into a building, which, of course, we didn't know what it was. So you got into this building, into a hall, and the first thing you were, you're stripped. Everything was taken from you. You were put under water, showers, cold showers. No towels, no soap, nothing, just these cold showers. Then you were driven into the next hall, all at breakneck speed. So you never had time to think. Into the next hall. There, what happened there? Well, you were thrown some rags, and I did explain. We had prisoner of war uniforms, Russian prisoners of war, because they killed them just before we arrived, sort of one layer of uniforms, and wooden clogs. And then you were driven into the next hall, where, mind you, were still naked, you were driven into the next hall, where women were sitting on stools and were shaving all your hair. And then we were driven into the next hall, where women were sitting on sort of low stools and things, and trestle tables with most peculiar pens in their hands, like a sharp object. And before you knew where you were, they grabbed your arm and punched your skin and tattooed your number. And that's when you lost your name. All right? The next thing is you were at breakneck speed out into the open, and you were standing roll call. We didn't know what that was all about. No, you stood about like 3 hours, still naked, because you were not allowed to put your clothes on. So a lot of people, then, you know, died of shock, you can imagine, or of exposure. That lasted about 3 hours.
So you were seeing at that stage people just dropping dead in front of you?
Oh, sure. People were dropping dead. Women were just dropping dead.
And what would happen to them when they dropped to the ground?
Well, they were still counted. Everybody had to be counted. You know, it was dead body or live body. Still had to be counted. And if numbers didn't tally, well, you stood until numbers did tally, because they knew exactly how many numbers there were. So after that, you thought, oh, my God, now maybe you can go into a hut. Well, you were driven into this hut. And, of course, you couldn't lie down anywhere because there were already 1,000 people in there. Yeah? And that was your kind of initiation into Auschwitz. Now, I was lucky because...
My goodness. How is your brain, Kitty, coping with that at that stage, that torture?
Well, at that stage, you can't think because everything's happening so fast. And all these whips and beatings by... You know, you know all about the privileged prisoners who had these enormous powers with their whips in their hands. So
they were whipping you like cattle.
Oh, sure. Oh, yes, with whips all the time. So, you know, you're lucky if you weren't hit. And so that was your initiation. But what I'm trying to tell you is I was lucky in the sense that I came from prison. But people who arrived, I know, who came from all over Europe, as you know, to the very same siding, for them, it was quite different. Because when they arrived, the first thing they had to do, they were segregated, you know. So men to one side, women to the other, women with children to another side. And there was the SS doctors pointing fingers right and left. And people were segregated and families were parted and never ever saw one another again because not many were allowed into the camp. So that was arrival for the majority of people.
So that's
my arrival was different.
That's the arrival. You were put into this hut on the first night. There are, as you describe, 1,000 people already there, so there's no room to lie down. So where do you sleep?
In the mud. On the floor. You didn't sleep. You were sitting. Very often, you didn't have anywhere to sleep. And